The views and opinions expressed on the following show are those of the host and not necessarily those of Bigler Broadcasting or the staff and management of FM Talk 106.5.
It's time for the George Williams Show on FM Talk 106.5. George Williams, retired U.S. Marine Major, Vietnam veteran, retired federal agent, former vice chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, and world traveler, brings his wealth of information, sharing his thoughts on today's politics, and taking your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome, folks. Welcome back to the George Williams Show. I am your host, and my name is George Williams. We're so glad to have you back, our listening audience. A lot is happening. We've got a lot to talk about, and we're scheduled to have a couple of guests. So let's see what happens, okay? First of all, there's a very important election, the recall election in California, folks. And I think there are some like 30-some candidates in that race, okay? At least two noticeable candidates, at least three. The governor, Governor Newsom, which should be voted out of office, no matter what party he's in. And Larry Elder is one of the candidates. And the other one is, what's her name? The former Bruce Jenner. is one of the other. Philip was just saying the name. I can't even pronounce it. But anyway, I'm hoping that they recall Governor Newsom. Biden was there yesterday, and of course Harris, who came out of the cellar. She's someplace hot in someplace. You never hear about her anymore. But she was in California. Stomping the ground for her old ground, because that's where she's from, California, for Governor Newsom. And hopefully, folks, we can get a Republican elected. And Larry Elder is an outstanding guy, outstanding person. So the election is today. As a matter of fact, I think they're about 2 hours behind us. So we'll be out of here before we get the news. Who is the winner of that recall election? Hopefully, keep your fingers crossed for Larry Elder, folks. Keep your fingers crossed. Another big thing that we're going to be doing: the Alabama Minority GOP will have its quarterly meeting, folks, on the 17th of this month. Okay, it will be in Mobile, Alabama. The address is 750 Lakeside Drive in Mobile. That's right off of Government Boulevard and I-65 on the access road. Okay, so for all of you members of the Alabama Minority GOP, please, we invite you to come out, and we're going to have a pretty good meeting, folks. We got to get our people out. Get them ready for 2022, folks. This is going to be big, okay? We've got to stop the liberals, the Democrats. Look at how they've messed up this country already. Look at what they've done in only, what, 8-9 months, folks. This is unbelievable. And I still think about Afghanistan. You know, I'm a Vietnam veteran, U.S. Marine Corps Vietnam veteran, okay? And, folks, there are Americans left in Afghanistan. It was impossible for them, the way they ran, put their tail between their legs and ran, and deserted quite a few Americans, okay? And there are Americans who are coming out, but they're doing it on their own and not with our government. And if you listen to Sean Hannity, he's saying, how can they desert our people? And that's what they've done. And you know, the worst thing about that, folks, the Secretary of State was testifying yesterday and today before the House and the Senate, and he blamed it on President Obama. Okay. How the heck can you, President Trump. How in the heck can you blame this on President Trump? President Trump had a roadmap, and he was going to get all our people out of there before giving up those bases, giving up Kandahar and all those other cities, large cities where we had troops. How can you blame it on him? Okay, and if he wasn't cheated out of the presidency, let me tell you, by May, he said we would be out of there, our equipment would be out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? They would be out. And so how can they blame it on him, folks? That's the problem with the Democrats. It is unbelievable. They're such liars and cheaters. Now, this is Biden. This is Harris, okay? It is not President Trump. It is not President Trump. And they're trying to blame it on him. And folks, these are the idiots that you Democrats voted for. Okay? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'm telling you. And that's why it's so disheartening. It's so hard to believe. All right. All right, folks, our first guest, and we're so glad to have him on, and we appreciate him. He was busy tonight, but he said, I'll be there. Congressman Jerry Call. How you doing, sir?
Hey, George, I'm doing great, buddy. How are you doing?
Great. I'm doing great. I'm so glad that you were able to connect with us.
Well, I don't get a chance to spend much time with my grandkids lately since I've got up in Washington. So tonight I got a chance to go to the football game, and they won, and I ran straight to the truck and made the phone call. So everything's working out perfect.
All right. Congressman, it's been, a month or so before until last time we had you on our program. So we're so glad to have you back on.
My pleasure.
Great. Congressman, there's so many questions I have in our listening audience. And before we go into our break, we're going to have about 3 minutes before we go into our first break. But I know you guys have been in Washington. You've been fighting the Democrats. What is the atmosphere now? What's going on?
You know, it's total confusion on the Democrat side. And I know a lot of people will say that about the Republicans, but we have a plan. We're working a plan, but you're watching the Democrats move from one disaster to another. It started with the wall, obviously, and the border issues, and I mean it just keeps moving. You know, it's Afghanistan, and of course now it's the vaccine issue. It just seems like the whole administration is just moving from one disaster to the other, and it's pretty easy to figure out. I mean, they've got a staff that considers themselves, they're more important. They want to be woke more than they want to be Americans, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I
understand. They're really pushing that agenda on everything.
Right. Now, tell our audience what the word woke means.
Well, it means a little different to everybody. To me, it's the most bizarre stuff I've ever seen. It's a racial spin on everything.
Mm-hmm.
I've said this several times. I've never seen racism until I went to Washington, D.C.
Right.
I thought I had growing up in Alabama, but D.C.'s a whole new level of racism. And it's everything they touch is got either Green New Deals attached to it, money. We're getting ready to go through that. But, you know, everything has got this glamour about it. And when you start talking, and I'm not military, George, you are, but when you start talking about military, those guys are meat eaters. They don't care. They don't care about, these vegetarians that we've got lined up to run the military.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to, what happened in Afghanistan is horrible for all of us. You know, in the 13 lives that were lost there, not to mention all the other lives and limbs that have been lost there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the technology we left behind, George, we as civilians won't know the depth of that until several years down the road. We'll see that used back on us somewhere. So that is my biggest concern right now is that.
All right, folks, we're speaking with Congressman Jerry Call from the 1st District in Alabama. And Congressman, we're going to go into our break, okay? If you could stand by until after the break, and we'll continue with you, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, folks, Congressman Jerry Call. We'll be right back after these breaks, folks.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
All right, folks, I am George Williams, your host, and we are talking with Congressman Jerry Call. Congressman, we're so, I've said that before, every time you call in, every time we have you on the show, I'm so enthused. I know you for a long time, and I'm so glad that you represent District 1 in Alabama.
Thank you, George. I appreciate that.
Great. Congressman, America coming together, what are your thoughts on that? Because we are definitely divided right now.
Well, George, I wrote an article that we released today, and I don't know that it's been printed yet, but it was about September the 12th. We all know what September the 11th stands for. What we're overlooking is September the 12th. September the 12th, the day after September 11th, we become Americans. We dropped all of our Republican, Democrat chatter, and we become Americans, and we become one. And that's the way we've got to be. We've got to focus on becoming one.
Mm-hmm.
The average taxpayer that's out there that's working an 8 or 10 hour job, they don't care what if you're a Republican or a Democrat. They want to be treated fair. They want to be what we consider red-blooded Americans. They want to stand up for the values of this country. And if they want to be labeled as a Democrat or a Republican, God bless them. Mm-hmm. Let's be American. Let's stand as one, because right now, a divided house will never stand. And that's where we're at. And we've got to come together. And I don't want another September 11th to bring us together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing we know about living here on the Gulf Coast, when there's a hurricane, that neighbor you never spoke to, and you're without power, and all of a sudden that neighbor becomes your best friend because you have something in common, in that you've lost so many things that's the one thing you have in common. I don't want to go there, but I want us as Americans to hold hands and come together. I mean, our military, we got the finest military in the world, and I love them. I truly love them.
Mm-hmm.
I question, and I will continue to question the some of the generals and some of the folks that they're more focused on getting a balanced military. We voted the other night, and I argued this point, Armed Service Committee on a bill that they pushed through. They wanted young girls to enlist in the military, enlist in the draft, as it's better known as. And for the life of me, I tried to explain on the floor to them that when World War II is a great example, and I'm old enough and I remember enough of the old timers talking about World War II, women ran this country during that war.
True.
I mean, they built ships, they built airplanes, mm-hmm. they held families together, they did it all. And if we're going to take that segment and force them into military, we got a real problem. We got a problem in this country,
right.
And to bring women down, as far as I'm concerned, because I keep them lifted up, and I'm very proud of that. But to bring them down, we've got a lot of females that represent us in the military. God bless them. Those are volunteers, and we need their skills and their attributes for what they're excellent at, whatever that skill is. But trying to, just because they're female and they're trying to make females equal with males, I mean, that's bringing women down to a different level, as far as I'm concerned. Because, I was raised by a single mother. I have a whole lot more respect, I guess, than most of my Democrat friends, because they didn't get it. They don't understand what my heartburn was about having the 18-year-old girls start enlisting in the draft.
Right, right. Congressman, I understand what you're saying, because I was a United States Marine. I was an infantryman. We call it a grunt, a 0311, a grunt, because when we're out there in the jungle or wherever we are fighting, every time you walk, it's a grunt, you know? But I can tell you, you know, in Vietnam, when we're out there on the special operations and stuff, I did not want, for their own safety, females with us, because we had to endure so much. And I can tell you from experience, I don't think a lot of them, okay, the majority would ever endure what we had to endure. So, I agree with you on that, okay?
You know, but George, I don't know, and I'm not speaking on that. When you take a room full of guys, testosterone, and you put, I hate to compare it this way, but let's compare it this way. You got a pasture full of bulls, you don't have a problem. You put one cow out there, and those bulls automatically start fighting one another. And it's the same way in human beings.
That's true.
I mean, it's just that it's that young testosterone blood, and they just start fighting one another. And I know that may be a poor graphics there for you, but hey, that's my grandfather's wisdom right there.
Right, and I agree.
Don't put a cow in with a bull.
Right, I agree. I agree with you 100%, okay? Another subject, Congressman, is Nancy, I call her Nancy Pelosi, is trying to, and Schumer, are trying to pass this multi-trillion-dollar spending bill. What is wrong with them on that?
They think they can spend us out of a hole with this $5 trillion. They're telling everybody that they want to take care of you from birth to the grave. And George, some more of my grandfather's wisdom. He used to tell me when a chick is trying to get out of an eggshell, if you pull that eggshell away from it, that chick will die.
Mm-hmm.
It's the struggle getting out of that eggshell that gives that chick the strength to live.
Mm-hmm.
And our society's becoming that way. We want to make it so easy for everyone, and the Democrats are focused on this "quote unquote," take care of everybody from birth to death, and again we get back to our military. I mean, you can't fight a bunch of Russians with people that are more worried that are worried about green energy more than they're worried about improving weapon systems and having strong and paying our military more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have fought for $25 billion. That sounds like a lot of money. So you start splitting up and seeing what we're having to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
For 25, and what kind of a pay raise did our warriors get? They got basically a 3% pay raise that basically kept them up with the cost of living. But the cost of living in the last 8 months has changed. It's cost you 8% more than it did 8 months ago. You know, we've got inflation going on. I mean, it's just everything for the Democrat Party's turning bad. We will. You can write it down in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
We will take that House back over.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take it back over in big numbers. It's going to take the Democrat Party years to figure out how to catch back up with us. And we can't, as Americans, we can't lose sight of what's going to get us there, and that's voting. We have to stick together, and we have to vote. We have to vote our heart, vote our conscience. I encourage everyone, study who you're voting for. I mean, we've got some bad Republicans, just
mm-hmm.
like Democrats have got some bad Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Study. Ask questions. Ask questions of your leaders, just like with me. Get answers. If it's not the answers you like, move to another candidate. But we have to come together, and we've got to elect these people, and we'll come out of the hole. We are nothing compared to where we were in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you think about it, every male child that was physically capable was overseas, and this country was stripped of all of its resources, everything, and we won, and we came home, and we rebuilt. We will do it again, and mm-hmm. it'll start in 2022. We're going to take the Senate back over,
mm-hmm.
and then 2024, we're going to take the House back over.
Right.
I'm sorry, we'll take the president back over in 2024.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you, because
we can't do it without everybody that's listening here. We can't do it without you. We can't do it without your help. Mm-hmm. We can't do it without a positive attitude about this country. Mm-hmm. We can't do it. You know, we can't do it without. Don't look at Jerry Carl to fix all your problems, because I'm one man. I'll do the best I can do.
Mm-hmm.
But the answer is right there. Every voter has the answer in their hand.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the polls and vote. Just vote.
Right, right. And also, you know, we are going to be sending people to other states. And I'm really interested in Georgia. We have to take that seat back. And we got a good candidate. And fortunately, President Trump is backing him, and that's Herschel Walker, who's very popular in Georgia.
Oh, gosh, I can remember when Herschel, he was one of my idols. I was an Auburn fan, and I can remember Herschel Walker just running all over Auburn there in Auburn one year. Just, he was a machine.
Right.
Just a machine.
Right.
And he's just a great candidate. He truly is. You'll see people like me, you know, we'll be raising money for him.
Right.
The Mobile delegation, of especially the ladies here in Mobile County, love to go and knock on doors.
Right.
For candidates like that. So you'll see a lot of involvement from the Alabama delegation. And we're proud of that. We'll go all over the nation.
Right.
We've got 57 different candidates targeted.
Right.
Democrat candidates.
Yeah.
We think we can beat.
All right, Congressman, stand by, okay?
We're
going to go into another break, and then we want to talk to you about that, because that's very interesting, and we need to help other states out, okay? We're fortunate in Alabama. That's what we need to do. Folks,
yes,
Congressman Jared Carl, we'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back, folks. I am George Williams, your host, and we have with us Congressman Jerry Call. Congressman, I enjoyed this conversation with you, and we, our audience, need to know what you're doing to represent us in Washington, D.C. Now, I spoke about this last week, and that was a House Bill number 4, which was sponsored by Congresswoman from Alabama District 7, Sewell. What do you think about that bill? Because me, I think it's racist. It's racist, and we cannot pass it.
Well, the bill itself basically takes the election process as we know it now and turns it over to the federal government. The Constitution, the way it is written, and I'm not a constitutional attorney,
mm-hmm.
but the way it was written is the elections are managed and ran by the state.
Mm-hmm.
That's the state's job, not the federal job.
Mm-hmm.
But this Amendment 4 will take that and basically give it to the Congress to run the elections in the future. And some of the things that bill will change is voter ID will no longer be required. We will have drop-off mail ballots.
Mm.
We will go to basically a mail-in system.
Mm.
I mean, it is just so ripe for fraud. And I want to be the first one. And I'm not the first one to say this, but I want to say this. I want a fair and equal voting system.
Mm-hmm.
And if 51% of the votes want somebody else or a Democrat, they should get who they voted for.
Right.
I don't like all this election fraud that we know it happened. To what degree is the real question at this point? And, you know, Chicago's been fixing elections for years.
Mm-hmm.
It's not anything that's new. But when you take photo IDs out of the picture this day and age, you have just set everything up for the perfect storm, which
mm-hmm.
that's what happened in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
It was absolutely the perfect storm for the Democrat Party, and from a mail-in ballot standpoint. I grew up in a little small town in central Alabama called Sylacauga,
mm-hmm.
and I had several of my friends in Sylacauga get Georgia ballots to vote for that Senate race.
Wow.
And because they had lived in Georgia at some point in time in their life, and they were calling me. Of course, I wasn't elected at the time, but they were calling me trying to figure out what to do. It was a ballot. It was a finished ballot. And all they had to do is fill it out, mail it in. That is not the way our election system should be set up. So I think this Amendment 4, which Terry Sewell, Congressman Sewell from District 7, right. Wonderful lady. I know her. I respect her. I'll disagree with her wholeheartedly on this one bill. I think it's just stacked against the way our system was originally set up,
right?
Which is the majority of the votes,
right?
50+1.
Wow. And speaking of the congresswoman, I don't think she's ever voted positively on a bill that the Republicans have sponsored. I mean, she has totally emerged with Congresswoman Pelosi in her voting. Maybe you can enlighten us on that.
She's a wonderful lady. I mean, she's very strong in the Democrat Party. Mm-hmm. She's obviously very strong in the Alabama Democrat Party. She's certainly the leading Democrat now that Doug Jones is not in office. Mm-hmm. So she's the leading Democrat for the state of Alabama. Mm-hmm. And she's walking the line like most of the other Democrats. Mm-hmm. I just refuse to believe Democrats and or Republicans want an election that's not fair. Mm. I don't believe the average person, I don't care what race you are, wants an election based on a racist theory or a racist opinion.
Right.
I mean, we're past that, George.
Right.
Come on. I grew up in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. We've come a long ways. And I feel like our so many of these elected officials are trying to take us back to those times.
Yeah, and that's what I think about this bill. It wants to take us back, and that's why I don't like the bill. And that's why I'm trying to get somebody a good candidate to run against her. I know it's going to be difficult, but she doesn't need to be a congresswoman in Alabama. So that's just my thought. Okay.
Okay.
Also, you are on the Armed Services Committee. What are you guys doing
will affect Alabama? Well, we discussed what's called our markup, which is our budget that we put together. We were able to, with help from Tommy Tuberville and Richard Shelby, they were able to put some extra money together for the Armed Service Committee. So one of the big employers here in town is Austell, which a lot of jobs there. There's any given time, there's 3,500 to 4,000 jobs. It varies from day to day or month to month. But we were going to lose a lot of jobs there because our contracts were running out. So I took all the committee members and I went and sat down with each one of them. I made my case of why we need another ship. And that other ship was basically to take us from the aluminum to the metal or steel, because Austell is actually setting up a steel process there where they'll start making steel hull ships, which will put us in a whole new category as far as contracts. Mm-hmm. And again, this is all about jobs. For me, my focus, a lot of veterans work there, a lot of veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that, so in the Armed Service Committee, not only did I get 100% of those committee members to vote for one, we wound up getting two ships out of the deal. So
oh, wow.
we're in great shape.
Wow.
Now it moves to another level. It'll go to the Senate, or it's got to make it on through the House. Be on the floor and voted on, but those are the things you don't hear and see that your congressman does. I mean, that's not an easy thing to sit down and talk to 10 different congressmen from across the nation, Republicans and Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had to have majority of, and we're the minority, so I had to have at least six people, and I wound up getting every one of them. So those are the type of things that we don't hear about our elected officials. They get done every day. That's the type of stuff just gets by us.
Right. Well, hopefully when the full Congress will pass it, and then the Senate will pass it. We hope so. That's a great, great idea, and that's going to help the people in Alabama, especially South Alabama. So we applaud you on that. Congressman, what about this right to life bill that the Congress was working on?
It was a bill that we put together, and we actually got it on the floor to vote on.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, all this bill said is real simple. If an aborted child was born alive, and I repeat, if an aborted child was born alive, had nothing to do with abortion,
mm-hmm.
but if an aborted child was born alive, we would do everything we could within our powers to keep that child alive.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That would be mandated through the Congress. Not every Republican voted for it. And not one Democrat voted for it. Not one Democrat voted for that child's life.
Wow.
And that one I took very, very personal.
Right.
I figured of all things we could come together on that. Because most people don't realize a lot of these children are born alive.
Mm-hmm.
Neither they crush the skull or they just leave them laying on a cold piece of stainless steel until they die on their own.
Wow. Wow.
That's the option. Yeah, I mean, it's brutal. It's brutal.
That's murder.
So, we couldn't get one Democrat to vote for it.
Wow.
Now, think about that. Not one.
Unbelievable.
It had nothing to do with abortion. Nothing to do with abortion.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
But the Democrat Party, they are strong now in that Nancy Pelosi is like that head sheep, you know.
Right.
She's got that big bell on, and everybody's following that bell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's not a whole lot of free thinkers in there.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody follows. The problem with the Republican Party is you got a whole bunch of independent thinking folks, and when we do get in control, we're going to have a hard time managing ourselves because we are independent thinking.
Right.
We truly are.
Right, right. Yeah.
You know, that's what makes us Republican.
Right, And I've said this before, the Democrats, they know how to stick together, but we don't. We got one more minute before our next break. But Congressman, what the heck is happening with the folks, the Democrats talking about voting regularities, not voter regularities, but voter suppression? You know, they keep harping on that. They keep harping on it. And we're not putting up much of a fight against them and calling them liars. And it's just unbelievable.
Well, George, we've got to beat them at the polls. We can talk trash just like they can all day long, but we've got to be smart and beat them at the polls. But people have got to understand how important that one vote truly is.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the congresswoman up in Iowa, Meeks. She won by 6 votes.
Right, right.
6 votes.
All right, Congressman.
Don't think your vote counts. Think about that.
Right. All right. We're going into one more break, and then we're going to have you on for about another 6 minutes, okay? If that's okay with you?
All yes, right. Sir.
Thank you. Folks, we're with Congressman Jerry Call. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
All right, folks, we have with us Congressman Jerry Call, and we're so glad he's here. He's given you guys some great information, and please listen up. And he's an outstanding guy, and he's a warrior. He fights for us, and in Washington, D.C. Congressman, what are some of your other thoughts? What about people helping out? I mean, we're going to send people to Atlanta to help out with Herschel Walker and some of the others. We're going to Florida. We're going to go over to Mississippi. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, we've got family across this country.
Mm-hmm.
And people ask me all the time, well, you know, what can I do? I'm only one vote.
Mm-hmm.
Get involved. You know, we have phone banks. You'll see us set up phone banks from here. And we're going to simply call Republican base in Georgia, and we're going to encourage them to get out and vote on that election day.
Mm-hmm.
That is huge. I mean, raising money is one thing, and it's necessary. But having those warm bodies, those people that will show up and volunteer, you can't buy that kind of help.
Mm-hmm.
You truly can't. So when people come to me and they go, how can I help? get involved. You know, you don't have to be one of these that just live and breathe it like some of us do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just helping out during elections. You know, people say, well, there's no reason why you know, I should vote because the elections are going to be stolen anyway. Mm-hmm. That's not true. If we can get those same people to stand at the polls and help us watch, mm-hmm. it won't get stolen.
So That's true.
It's an involvement process, and everyone needs to view it that way. You have a responsibility to this country, and you know, to get involved. What may seem minor to you is huge when it comes to election time. Getting something as simple as signs put up,
right?
Road signs. I mean, that is a complicated process for a candidate, and having somebody to say, "Look, you give me a list, and I'll get them put up for you." Oh, my gosh, you're talking about lifting a burden off a candidate.
Right.
That is huge.
Right.
Or to have somebody say, hey, I'll stand 4 hours for you at the election, at the election and greet people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, George, that stuff you can't buy. That's huge. So I really encourage people, get involved. Let's become warriors for America. Let's make sure this works.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it doesn't work, we already begin to see what the outcome is,
right.
And it's not good.
Right. So
I refuse to believe that every Democrat thinks the way that Democrat leadership is thinking right now.
Right, right. One thing about the Democrats, you know, when it's time for election, they raise a lot of money for their working force on election day, okay? They're there.
They do.
They're out there. And
it's a very rich party. Most people don't realize how wealthy they are.
Right. Right, right. So we've got to get our people out there, and I agree with you. Now, you were talking about the $6 trillion package that Nancy Pelosi is trying to get signed into law. What are some of your other thoughts regarding that?
Well, the problem with that is they're calling it an infrastructure package. There's actually two bills, and they're trying to put them together for a total of $5 trillion.
Whoa.
But the first one was for a $1.5 trillion, and they call it infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think less than 40% of it actually goes towards what you and I would consider infrastructure, which is road and bridge and broadband. Mm-hmm. And if we hadn't learned anything from COVID, we better learn how important broadband is to these rural communities.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where I live is in Mobile. I do not have access to the internet unless it's by cell phone.
Whoa.
I don't have AT&T service. I don't have all these internet companies. All I have, and I'm not complaining.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole lot better than most of the states got in rural areas. So
right.
we've got to focus on that. So an infrastructure package, as we view it, you know, 40% or less is $1.5 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got a $3.5 trillion package as part of their, you know, cradle-to-grave image that they're trying to develop,
mm-hmm.
which is, it's got all these nice things in it, and I'll be the first one to agree to some of it, but you can't pick the pieces out you like. You have to vote for the whole thing, and it's got a foul, foul odor to it.
Wow.
A lot of money's going in the green movement. I mean, tremendous amount of money. A lot of it, some of it is going into health care for seniors. I'm all for that. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it's going into the education program. I'm all for that, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think the education program we probably need to focus more on accountability.
Right.
I think this critical race theory has taught us that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm proud to say the state of Alabama, I think, 3, 4, 5 years ago, they passed a law that critical race theory could not exist in the state school system in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And that's huge. We're way ahead of the curve on that in Alabama.
Right.
We are on so many things. But, this bill, I can't vote for it. And you can't vote for pieces of it. You have to vote for the whole package. And even the Democrats are beginning to fight among themselves because they understand what it's going to do to us, our economy. It's going to tear our economy apart. You're going to see inflation go through the roof. You're going to see the average man, you know, this is the average person not be able to go out to dinner. When I say the average person, I'm not talking about somebody making $100,000. I'm talking about $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 household. They won't be able to do anything. their dollar's already worth 8% less than it was this time last year.
Right.
8%.
Wow.
So and this inflation is going to keep going. So this bill's just going to throw more wood on the fire. The Democrat Party thinks it's going to be their saving grace. It's going to save them from Afghanistan. It's going to save them from the vaccine issue and save them from the border.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we still got a problem at the border, George. Hey, nothing has changed at the border.
I used to work the border.
126,000 documented last month. We hadn't got the numbers this month, but they've already told us to expect more than 126,000 documented illegals. Documented is the key.
Wow.
How many were not documented is the real question.
Right. Congressman, another question. How can they, normally if Congress pass a bill, they need two-thirds, right? Or need 60 votes. How can they pass a bill, these bills, and not, you don't need 60 votes to pass it?
The House only needs 50 plus one vote.
Okay.
So they need 51% of the votes, which they've got that.
The Senate.
You're going to catch me on this one. There's some bills that come before the Senate that requires 60%, and I, for the life of me, I'm still trying to learn how that works.
Right.
I'm in a whole new world up there when it comes to learning, and that's one of them. But there are some that require 60%. Or 60 votes, and that's what the Democrats are trying to change. They want it to go back to 51 votes and not 60.
Right.
And that works. That's fine as long as you're in control.
Right.
But the Democrats are going to and some of the Democrats are thinking about that. Now this tide's going to shift the other way. It's just the way our system is set up. And when it shifts, Republicans having 51 votes, I mean, that would be just devastating.
That'd be great.
To the Democrats.
All right, Congressman, we have about a half a minute. I really appreciate you coming on. And
my pleasure, George.
Yeah, and really appreciate it. And we're going to have you back, later on down the road, because this is so important now. The world, America is not the way it was 10 months ago. So we appreciate
George,
you coming
all
on.
I want people to understand is do not give up.
Right.
Don't quit, because when you give up, we've lost.
All right. I agree with you.
And I'm not in a losing frame of mind. I'm going to keep showing up. I may be like that character from Cool Hand Luke. I may keep getting knocked down, but as long as I keep standing back up,
I'm winning. I agree. All right, Congressman Jerry Call, we appreciate
you
being on, and we're going to have you on some more. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, folks, that's it. Next week, we'll be back again. Vaya con Dios, everyone.